program, and I'm going to change my life. And yet, you know, results aren't showing. And beneath the surface, it's just about ready to break through. And someone will look at the surface results and go, this stuff doesn't work. And you know what? The universe says, your wish is my command. And it goes down.
When you allow a thought of doubt to enter your mind, the law of attraction will soon line up one doubtful thought after another. The moment a thought of doubt comes, release it immediately. Send that thought on its way. Replace it with, I know I am receiving now, and feel it.
John Assaraf.
Knowing the law of attraction, I wanted to really put it to use and to see what would happen. In 1995, I started to create something called a vision board, where I take something that I would want to achieve or something that I want to attract, like a car or a watch or the soulmate of my dreams, and I'd put a picture of what I wanted up on this board called the vision board. And every day I would sit in my office and I would look up at this board and I would start to visualize. I would really get into the state of having already acquired it. I was getting ready to move, and so we put all the furniture, all the boxes, put into storage, and I made three different moves over a period of 5 years. And then I ended up in California and bought this house, renovated it for a year, and then had all the stuff brought from my former home 5 years earlier. One morning, my son comes into my office, and one of the boxes that was sealed for 5 years was right at the doorstep. And he says, Dad, what's in the boxes? And I said, well, honey, those are my vision boards. I didn't understand. I said, well, it's where I put all my goals up. I cut them out, and I put all my goals up as something that I want to achieve in my life. And, of course, at 5.5 years old, he didn't understand it. So I said, sweetie, let me just show you, because that'll be the easiest way to do it. And so I cut the box open, and when I pulled up the vision boards, there was a picture on there of a home that I was visualizing 5 years earlier. And what was shocking to me was we were living in that house, not a house like it. I had bought my dream home, renovated it, and didn't even know it. But I looked at that house. I started to cry because I was just blown away. Why are you crying? I said, honey, I finally understand how the law of attraction works. I finally understand the power of visualization. I finally understand everything that I've read, everything that I've worked with my whole life, the way I've built companies. It worked for my home as well. And I bought our dream home and didn't even know it.
Imagination is everything. It is the preview of life's coming attractions. Albert Einstein.
You can let your imagination go wild with a vision board and place pictures of all the things you want and pictures of how you want your life to be. Make sure you put the vision board in a place where you see it and look at it every day, as John Assaraf did. Feel the feelings of having those things now. As you receive and feel gratitude for receiving, you can remove pictures and add new ones. This is a wonderful way to introduce children to the law of attraction. I hope the creation of a vision board inspires parents and teachers worldwide. One of the people on the Secret website forum put a picture of the Secret DVD on his vision board. He had seen The Secret but didn't own his own copy. 2 days after he had created his vision board, I felt inspired to post a notice on the Secret Forum giving away DVDs to the first 10 people who posted. He was one of the 10. He had received a copy of the Secret DVD within 2 days of putting it on his vision board. Whether it is a DVD of The Secret or a house, the joy of creating and receiving is magnificent. Another powerful example of visualizing comes from my mother's experience of buying a new house. Several people besides my mother had put in offers for this particular house. My mother decided to use The Secret to make that house hers. She sat down and wrote her name and the new address of the house over and over. She continued doing this until it felt as though it was her address. She then imagined placing all of her furniture in that new house. Within hours of doing these things, she received a phone call saying her offer had been accepted. She was so thrilled, but it didn't come as a surprise to her because she knew that house was hers. What a champion!
Jack Canfield.
Decide what you want. Believe you can have it. Believe you deserve it. Believe it's possible for you. And then close your eyes every day for several minutes and visualize having what you already want and feeling the feelings of already having it. Come out of that and focus on what you're grateful for already and really enjoy it. And then go into your day and release it to the universe and trust that the universe will figure out how to manifest it.
Secret summaries. Expectation is a powerful, attractive force. Expect the things you want, and don't expect the things you don't want. Gratitude is a powerful process for shifting your energy and bringing more of what you want into your life. Be grateful for what you already have, and you will attract more good things. Giving thanks for what you want in advance turbocharges your desires and sends a more powerful signal out into the universe. Visualization is the process of creating pictures in your mind of yourself enjoying what you want. When you visualize, you generate powerful thoughts and feelings of having it now. The law of attraction then returns that reality to you, just as you saw it in your mind. To use the law of attraction to your advantage, make it a habitual way of being, not just a one-time event. At the end of every day, before you go to sleep, go back through the events of the day. Any events or moments that were not what you wanted, replay them in your mind the way you wanted them to go.